live and spying for Southampton does get to fuck with Kyle Larin's Premiership dreams. Hope you're proud of yourself, Kristen. It's the Vocal Minority Podcast.
So
what clumsy. Me?
So
me?
Blatantly, obviously, me? Deliberately clumsy, trying to get caught. Jesus.
I'll raise your voice.
Little old me? I would never.
You know they lost two of those other games, right? Like, that's... like great job. Like,
had to make it look realistic. I mean, what?
Did they even read your notes? Do you even actually work for them? I mean, I believe in your scouting abilities, but not so much now. I mean, they should have got directly promoted, but whatever. You did well. Welcome to the Vocal Minority Podcast. Kristen's already crashed. This is crazy.
Fantastic.
Is brand new. On this week's show, we review the game TFC versus Charlotte, where they were down there. Recap some CAMPL, some NSL. Take a trip around Europe on some interesting news bits that have happened. Talk some more MLS preview, Toronto versus Chicago, and the domestic game weeks, and the usual stuff. Onto this week's panel. Because Kristen crashed and I had nothing written or prepared, say hello to Duncan.
Hey, hello, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Excellent. This show's going to be over in about 6 seconds. So,
yep. It's going through. Hey, you know who else is here? Mark Hinckley.
Oh, hey. Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Mark.
I'm doing it. Yay, what's going on?
Kristen might be here as well eventually at some point. We don't know.
So apparently her laptop died. Keep going. Well, fuck. She can't prove that we aren't.
Yes, the TFC played Charlotte.
Mm. Yeah, so... hang on. Kristen will be joining. Yeah, I should at least try to introduce her somewhat reasonably, just in case she shows up whenever her computer or her spying pays off. I don't know. Fresh from a return flight to Southampton or Derby or wherever the fuck the last game was. I don't remember. Say hello to Kristen. Duncan, do Kristen's.
Hello.
There it is.
Hello. It's Kristen.
All right.
Fun. Yes.
Yeah, good. That's plausible. I'm glad both of you are here.
Yeah.
I know you introduced me, but I'm in the rhythm of it. So as for me, I put down two seat deposits for the Hamilton women's hockey team, and I am so proud of myself.
Excellent.
Yeah, Mary's weirdly excited. I shouldn't say weirdly excited. She's like excited. Oh my God, we're going to have season tickets for women's hockey. It's like, awesome. I am your temporary host. I assume she's coming back, Mark Hinckley. And now to this week's show. Okay, this is where it's going to get even more awkward because, again, not prepared, but we're just going to run into it as best as we can. Mm-hmm. So Toronto was down to Charlotte for the weekend, where it was looking kind of promising for a half minute, and then it just kind of eventually eroded away. Toronto ended up with a 3-1 loss. They did have a goal called back because there were some shenanigans behind the play, and did you see the shenanigans in question?
I did not, no. Okay. No, I have not really seen any of this. I read a report now, it says that the back was in back in that 4 times in the space of 16 minutes. I mean, that sounds exciting.
It was exciting.
Yeah.
But yeah, the...
Those are half scored, that's nice.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's lovely. So, I forget who the Charlotte player was, but there was a tussle involving Jonathan Osorio, and he kind of I don't know if he didn't bowl into him, but the guy sold it like he just got shoulder tackled in the rib cage, and he went down like a heap. But that I guess interference led to the goal being disqualified,
Ah, and there's
which
other
was,
Gilman scored. Eh?
yeah.
He was between his first, or
Yeah, that was.
Trillman, as I'm sure he would like to give himself the nickname of,
Oh, I mean,
like
who? Yeah,
Thrill
let's.
House.
The Thrill House. Oh, yeah. No, it's.
Thrillman.
That's that. That would stick. I could see that sticking. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, so that got overturned, and it just felt like Toronto was slowly again losing, I don't want to say control, but it was more like momentum, and eventually Charlotte bagged two more to kind of seal up the win. Charlotte didn't look completely terrible. I know there were what's the word I'm looking for? Not quite.
Struggling?
Struggling, I was gonna say questionable, but yes, struggling
Not
is
good.
ungood. Yeah, yeah, they were definitely
Ungood Charlotte.
ungood, Charlotte. The lifestyles of the something and something. That's as much good Charlotte songs I know. So
Excellent. I couldn't
enjoy
tell you
everyone.
one. Yes. Hey, I'm just again looking through the report and everything. Derek Etienne Jr. is going to the World Cup. Ah, good for him. He's apparently
Wow.
on the Haiti's squad.
Oh, fantastic news.
Yeah.
Scores a goal and gets the nod. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Delightful.
I'm happy for him. Was that announced today?
I don't know. I'm going to click on this here report and see if there's a date on it. Friday, May 15th. That's old news, apparently.
Oh. Let's see. Just wanted to. Oh, here we go.
I think it's Scotland, Brazil, Morocco. Okay, so Etienne to score the shock winner against Scotland. And
I don't like that at all.
then Scotland put on a really brave, really good performance against Brazil, but just lose and eventually get
Okay.
knocked out because they lost to Haiti and Derek fucking Etienne.
Okay. I mean,
Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong, kids.
to be fair, like.
They won't.
I know that with Scotland over the maybe not the last 10 years, but the
Their World
15,
Cup
25
history.
years before that, they're the type of side that will go into Germany, beat them 2-1, and then go home and lose to Iceland, who were not a World Cup team at that point, everyone, 2-0. So
Well,
how do
yeah,
you go
it's
from
like, was it 1978 when they beat Holland 3-1, Archie Gemmell and all that? Still didn't get out of the group because they shat the bed elsewhere. But hey, they had that one good game.
Yeah,
But yeah.
I don't I've never heard of a nation that historically can show up for big games and absolutely vanish for the ones they should just cakewalk. So,
Yeah.
but
Oh, apparently Haiti are the Les Grenadiers, the Grenadiers.
oh,
Lovely.
charming, charming. Yeah, that's well, congratulations to Mr. Etienne Jr.
Junior.
Technological update. It appears
Oh.
that Kristen's laptop may be completely dead.
Excellent. I
Yeah.
presume she has a phone that she could use for this sort of
Yeah,
thing.
I realize that that is the next step. Let's see. All right. I'm gonna quickly do
I
this.
guess she took all that Spurs joking seriously.
Wow, yeah, you were.
Yeah.
I don't know if you
Okay.
went too far, but it, never.
Podcast's done. It's over. Yeah.
So I've just sent her the information. Let's see if it works for our hero. Yeah, so TFC drop points. God, Kristen's usually way more prepared for this. I'm not usually ready for a technological bed shitting. So yeah, and for the record, those of you who are still with us, I know it's not the best.
This is the quality people expect from the Vocal Minority
Oh,
podcast
that's
these
offensive.
days.
Oh,
Yes.
that's so offensive. We're not this disorganized, but I mean, yeah, we have evidence that.
Yeah, I mean, much like TFC and all of their injuries being, well, yeah, okay, it's because of that. You know, we're down a podcaster. We're down a woman, a sort of captain, if you will, I guess. Would a
Oh,
host
yeah,
of a
she's kind of a
podcast be the
captain.
captain? And you know, it just technological difficulties, it's put us in a bad spot. We're doing what we can. We're going to be like TFC and shit the bed and lose, but we're giving it a shot. Woo.
Yeah, that's kind of fair. All right. Well, anyway,
Yeah.
we shall persevere again. I apologize for the disoriented nature of this because we expected to do this with Kristen and she is technologically right now. Toronto, that loss puts Toronto in 11th. Charlotte is bumped up to 7th. To be perfectly fair, there's only a 4-point difference between them right now, so it's not like Toronto, the Philadelphia Union. I mean, those guys are, they got 7 points. That's their season's
You've,
already over. Jesus.
yeah.
Yeah, it's
You know, given the fact that we've already had a nine game homestand to get to 11th places, we've only used up nine of our home games to get to 11th. It's not looking good.
no,
It's
no,
not looking good.
no, it's no, it's not. It's that this is, yeah, this is. It's early. I don't want to think about it. There's an entire World Cup to get us depressed. I'm willing to wait and see how the whole Toronto FC season kind of fleshes out. So let's kind of trudge on towards CanPL.
Trudge,
Trudge.
yes.
I don't know what, like, there's no
I feel
sleeping.
like we're more stumbling than
Oh,
trudging.
this is, yeah, okay. Let's trip over our own feet into the Premier League, Canadian Premier League. Yeah, so let's see.
Oh, probably I'll do one. That's nice.
Yeah. Hey, check that out. Oh yeah, did we this is what was the kids game was last week. Did we not talk? We talked
Yeah,
about that.
we did get a chance to
Oh
talk about the
yes.
kids game, yes.
Yeah, that's
But I
right.
guess
Sorry.
that was midweek, and then a bunch of things happened in the weekend afterwards.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, there was
And Ottawa beat Halifax. Hooray.
this was the game where there was like three games on Sunday. So that's right. All
Sunday's
right.
triple header, yes.
Triple header. With about that much, you know, rage and anger. So yeah, let's a little quick recap. Yeah, Ottawa did beat Halifax at home. 1-0 with a goal from Villal. That's good that Ottawa's learning how to play game again.
Yeah, it's
That's, you
nice
know,
for them.
precious. Second game at 5 o'clock out in rural BC because Starlight Stadium feels like it's nowhere. Inter Toronto 6 managed to take a 1-0 game there. Good.
I thought you were doing it. It's kind of you announcing the results as, oh, Inter Toronto 6, Victoria nil, Pacific nil, or whatever. No, the Aquaman nil. Hey,
If
no.
they'd scored six, they'd have to make a scarf, I feel. And I would be okay with that.
But yes, it's just 1-0. But
Yeah,
anyway, you know, well done, Toronto 6. Yeah,
and
York 6, whatever.
in the late game, in sunny, beautiful Langley, BC, had the visitors Calgary, two late goals, one later than the other, to put down Vancouver 2-0.
Yeah. Okay.
Walcheski with another one.
There's not a lot of surprises going on here, is there really? Hey,
No,
the
it's
crap teams remain crap. But
pretty
you know,
much.
I guess Ottawa is a bit of a surprise there. That's something.
Yeah, I mean, Ottawa being so meh is really just the shock. Like everybody else is just,
Pretty much where you'd expect them to be.
yeah, like
Yeah.
even Supra at mid-table is kind of a
Yeah, it does not surprise me that they're already better than Halifax, Vancouver, and the Aquaman.
yeah.
I just think like those are the sad sack, what have you, and yeah. Inter Toronto's like mid-table. That's where they're always going to be. I think eventually they're going to be behind Ottawa. They'll settle nicely into that fourth position.
Yeah,
And
that's pretty
yeah,
as the
fucking Hamilton and Calgary at the top again. Jesus fucking
it's fucking
Christ.
annoying.
Yeah.
Even I accept that it's annoying. But what is kind of crazy is that after six games, and for Inter it's five, Forge, Hamilton, Calgary, I've a few, I'm sorry I even called them by their proper
Yeah.
fake name. Hamilton, Calgary, and Toronto, after six games, and Toronto's five, haven't lost. Yeah, that is quite surprising.
Yeah, Aquaman haven't won. Vancouver and Halifax have one win each.
Well, I'm glad they get to play each other. How else would they get to win?
Well, there you go, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, deal with it. Deal with it, Campiel. Okay, so let's move on to the other domestic league, which we all enjoy and love and respect, the Northern Super League. So the games for this past weekend, we had, sorry, I'm quickly trying to catch up. We watched the Ottawa Halifax game on YouTube as we were podcasting last week. Obviously, 2-0 to Ottawa. Saturday, bit of a Jesus, a bit of a wild one. No pun intended. Calgary, Montreal. Montreal up 1-0 with a 24th goal by Pecherski. Pecherski, sorry, pardon me.
Chersky, yeah.
And then
A lot of substitutions and
Calgary tied it in the 85th. Montreal
Oh.
got the lead, and then Calgary tied it a minute later. So bonkers little finish there in Calgary, but 2-2 draw. That was I wish I'd known the game had ended like that. I totally would have watched that finish.
Yeah, it's another one of those. There's probably a good chunk of the crowd sort of left at about 80 minutes in, sort of beat the traffic, what have you, and is the oh fuck, and they get home.
Yeah, which is why I refuse to leave, just because
Well,
I'm not done.
these days you can watch it on YouTube or whatever,
True,
or
true.
one soccer you can hook it up on the phone in the car easily enough, but still
But
not the same.
I feel like when I was I'd won tickets to a Vanier Cup many, many, many years ago,
Ooh.
and it was the first time I think we went to the Sky Dome, which is weird. Like, that's the first time we ever went to the Sky Dome. And it was, I want to say it was Saskatchewan and Western. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We left, and Western was just laying an absolute ass beating on whoever they were playing, like 43-13 or something like that. And the fourth quarter had just started, and my dad was insistent that we left. We got home, and the final score was like 43-39. Whatever the fuck the other team did, they waited till we left. And we showed him the score, and we went, "Dad, what the fuck?" And he's like, "What do you mean?" I go, "That wasn't the score when we left. When we left, this team here was winning by 30 points." And his eyes went, "Oh my God, we left that." I'm like, "Yeah, because for some reason we had to beat the traffic." So, because of that,
I
I
hope you
refused to
like
leave.
just punched him in the face or something, kicked him in
Oh
the
yeah.
balls,
Oh yeah,
whatever.
no,
It's just like,
we
yeah, it's not
pedigreed
acceptable.
him through the coffee table. Yeah, he learned his lesson. No, but like weather notwithstanding, because honestly, I'm at that I'm now in the Duncan stage where it's like, fuck this shit. I don't need to put up with this. I'm leaving. I haven't gotten to the point where it's like, fuck this shit. I'm not leaving the house. I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm getting there. I know I'm getting there. It's more with the heat than it is the rain, but I'm catching up. But if I'm there and I'm like tucked in, happy, there's no reason for me. Like, I try not to leave unless it's just like the situation's only going to get worse. I don't mean like the score line. It's usually the weather. That's the thing that causes me to leave more than anything else. Anyway, yeah, so that was a bonkers bit of a game there. The final game, sorry, was played on the long weekend. Vancouver defeated Halifax in Halifax 2-1. Yeah, Vancouver got an early goal with, let's say early goal, 37th minute. First half goal from DeFilippo. Second half, Rhodes tied it up, and then Quinn converted a penalty shortly thereafter, and that was all she wrote on that one. So, standings, not much I don't think has changed, because Montreal's still at the top and Calgary's still on the bottom. And I'm okay with that because Calgary, you gotta,
Yeah, they've got their thing elsewhere. Yeah.
yeah, they gotta, I mean, they I know the one game, there was one game they were their draw. They looked like they had some fight in them, which was the first game of the season. And then since then, it's just they're not really getting, well, the goal difference is -5 after three games, so maybe they are getting their ass beaten. But it's still early. The season is so early. Like I know
I
KNPL's
enjoyed the goal difference of the table. How 4 games in and Montreal, Ottawa of +7, and then 0, -1, -8, -5.
That's a
Okay, this is not looking like a particularly parity kind of league here.
no, not yet. It's hard to say. Kristen, what do you think of the NSL standings now that you've rejoined us? Welcome.
Thank you. I think it is starting to sort of, where we're 4 games for some of the teams, for most of the teams, 3 for the others. Montreal, even though not their shiniest performance, I think still the holding the standard in the league. Vancouver maybe starting to finally figure things out, which will be interesting. So, one can hope for them. But I think, yeah, this is probably about where everyone is supposed to be. Toronto will be happy that they can't play at BMO for a couple of months. And we'll see what happens there.
Finally get some home points somewhere else.
Yeah. How have Vancouver let in 12 goals already
I
in
know.
four games? Like, Jesus. It's excessive, but anyway, yeah. They got a win this time around, so hooray for them, I guess. Sure. Question, I mean, obviously they'd seen Montreal at the top there, they're doing well. Mark, don't know, it's like Montreal sports and everything. I know you hate the Leafs. How do you feel about the Habs? Are you like fuck the Habs, or you want them to win?
Less hate. Like I kind of grew up in the time where the Habs were past their dominance, but they were still kind of annoying. Like it's a bit of hockey entitlement circa 1983, and they weren't totally shit then either. Like they were just, but they were in the midst of being overshadowed by Islanders and Oilers. While I'm not a big proponent of, ooh, a Canadian team, they're all Canadian teams, just some of them play in the States. I don't have ill will. If the only thing is, I will say is that Montreal winning the Stanley Cup, which I don't think is actually likely, but if Montreal were to win the Stanley Cup, I expect to be just as annoyed by it as I did in 1993 when they won it. Was it 93? It was when they won that last. So like it's kind of like, oh yeah, I remember this feeling. Fuck, I hated it. So until it happens, I have time for, shall we say, legacy teams reappearing at the top, and they are the most legacy team in the NHL with the amount of trophies they have. So yeah. To be fair,
I mean, that's
the PWHL final is way more
the
interesting. So
yeah. talking of like legacy teams and everything, let's extrapolate and see what might be. I mean, this could essentially be sort of Montreal versus the like zombie Nordiques. Who does Quebec City people want to win?
That's interesting. Because like I remember, I used to be such a huge hockey person, and I used to watch everything. And I remember, when Colorado was basically the Nordiques that year, right? Like that was the Nordiques. That was, so you cheered for Colorado. But now, that's a good question. They're still really passionate about their team, even though it doesn't exist anymore. Huh. Like I'm fine with cheering for the Habs.
Yeah,
I
like these guys. I like these guys that like stole our team. But then, are they going to cheer for Montreal? I'd be very intrigued. Quebec City listeners, if there are any, I'm guessing they're around. Weigh in. Let me know.
Let us know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would hazard a guess that so much time. I would hazard a guess that so much time has elapsed that some of them have reverted back to being Habs fans. You know what I mean? It's like when you didn't have a team, you were a Habs fan. Now we got one. Fuck you guys. And we don't have one now. Well, I guess we'll come back. It's that kind of,
lesser of two evils, I guess.
Yeah. So anyway, interesting question.
Indeed.
Oh, we can get the Nordiques versus the Whalers. Maybe there's a chance of that.
Actually, that is funny. And also
upsetting. That would be funny. Yeah.
I feel like they did that recently, and they both wore like the old like vintage old Nordiques and Whalers jerseys. And if they should do that all seven games, if they both make it there.
God damn it! I'd watch one. I would definitely watch one. Did we lose Kristen again?
Maybe. It seemed like she was very, very enthusiastic about a point.
What? Am I here?
Okay, oh, hey.
Yeah, you're Kristen's back. Okay. Back. I'm like, this podcast is literally destroying your technology, and I can't have this.
Well, it seems like I have to stay on the Zoom page. I don't have the app. I'm using the browser. Maybe I need to install the browser and come back. I don't know. App.
Either way, it sounds like I'm running the show, so God help us all.
You are, because I can't, apparently right now, I can't actually look at my rundown. So
that's fine.
This phone is the only working piece of technology of currently in this room. So
not a problem. I have got it.
Maybe it could use something else.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay, though?
Yeah, we can hear you perfectly fine.
All right.
While Kristen is getting situated with her technology, let's cut here. Now we're on to what we're talking about. See what I did there? I gave a space. Hello? So, hello. Oh, God. You know what? I tried.
Yeah.
You're still with us, Kristen?
Banana.
Excellent.
I am.
Banana.
Am I?
Banana. Yeah, banana. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I feel like she tried to 8. Say banana there.
Yeah, it felt like there was a banana in there. If you're saying banana, we're not hearing it right now. Just don't go to the other tab. Just stay with us, because we're at banana.
Hey. Oh my
god! Well, I have no idea how far back that was.
Oh no!
It's fine.
Fantastic.
All right, so. Let's persevere. Let's persevere. And I'll still throw to you, Kristen, if when we get to the question part of the show. So what we're talking about. So we're gonna take a bit of a European detour, at least for a good chunk of it. For those of you who are living under a rock, Southampton is a club that's currently in the Championship, which is the second division of England. And they had qualified for the playoffs, which is, 3 through 6, play in a knockout, and winner that gets the last spot to get promoted to the Premiership. as it turns out, Southampton has been spying, ooh, on their opponents. And somehow this all came to a very accelerated conclusion where it was announced, yesterday or Monday, that that Southampton has been booted out of the promotion playoffs.
Yeah.
So, which is okay.
Bonkers.
Duncan, I'm going to come back because I just want to make sure where you're like, we haven't done the Duncan speak and spell thing where we like, or ooh, whatever the spell where point. And that's not called the speak and spell, but where where we pick a name and then you tell us why you hate them.
We pull the string and what's it called?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we'll do that.
Sure, that's a sound effect. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, they were charged with unlawfully watching a Millwall training session ahead of the semifinal and had it revoked. So, hooray! They are they're advancing on, and I guess maybe okay. I'm not sure. They're eliminated, and Hull's. Basically, it's Hull Borough in the final.
Hull versus Middlesbrough. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So good. Yeah, well, no, I shouldn't say good. A northern team will be sort of up there, which is nicer than Southampton. You know.
They've yo-yoed you know, plenty.
Yeah, I mean, I've got no time really for either Hull or Middlesbrough. You know, fuck both those guys. But yeah, something different.
Fair. That's fair. I mean, I feel like I haven't seen Middlesbrough in the top flight in forever. It could be like 3 years for all I know, but it feels like
it's been a while. I'd say probably, if you forced me to guess, I'd say 15. Somewhere between 10 and 20 years.
Oh my God. Probably. All right. I now need to look this Maybe up. Not. While I'm looking this up, Duncan,
yeah.
Please, is there a reason why we, and by we, I mean you, do not like Southampton? Is there what's point to the table where Southampton harmed you? Is big thing.
I wouldn't say there isn't really a reason. I mean, they've got the word south in their name. They're on the south coast. They, you know, that stirs something instinctive within me. I only ever saw Southampton play once. It was like maybe 1985 or 1986 in my Liverpool supporting years. Like one of the few times that my parents got me tickets to go see a Liverpool game, they were playing against Southampton. I feel like Liverpool won 1-0. It was a pretty dull game from what I remember. The goal was definitely on a penalty. I want to say Jan Molby scored. I could be wrong on that. But yeah, generally, aside from geography, I've got nothing against Southampton.
Wait, Jan Molby of the Greeters Guild?
What?
Never mind. Only people who are terminally online like me understood that. It's fine.
I wasn't even sure about it.
The Greeters Guild. Go on.
So there is this lovely, lovely gentleman, Trevor, I can't remember his last name, who wears a purple smoking jacket and basically just goes around complimenting people.
Okay, I think I've seen that, yes.
He always tells people, especially business owners, who are like, why are you standing in front of our store? That he has been sent by, he works for an organization called the Greeters Guild, and his boss is Jan Molby. And he actually did a live event with Jan Molby, and it was brilliant.
Oh, okay. All right.
But yeah, so he always tells everyone that his boss is Jan Molby, and almost nobody knows who he's talking about, but that was just
glorious.
Delightful.
Okay. Sorry, Duncan, what was your prediction again as the last time we saw Borough in the top flight?
I would say 15 years, somewhere between 10 and 20.
Okay, so you're almost right.
They had
a brief visit in 2017.
Oh,
but the last time they're
recently?
Yeah, apparently they were in the top flight for one season in 2017, but they did go down in 2009 and basically have been a second division side,
okay,
with the exception of that 1 year for the last 15, 20
right.
Okay. Years. All right. Yeah. I guess that 1 year did not stick in my head at all.
I don't think it's
I don't recall that. At all, but that's all okay. Shocked.
Yes.
You know, we were busy doing TFC things that year.
Yeah, we were fun and happy.
We were fun. We won shit. Yeah, we were like in good moods. We didn't care about English football. We had like cool football here.
Remember when we won shit? That was crazy.
That was crazy.
It's hard to believe that was 9 years ago.
Sorry, Troy. It's not Trevor. It's Troy. It's Troy Hawk.
Oh, okay.
That this guy plays. Sure. Anyways, but it's delightful. It's delightful. So he was here earlier. Yeah, I think like in the fall. And people were like posting where he was so they could go get complimented by him sort of thing. He is a ray of sunshine. He is absolutely delightful and very funny and very witty. And it is one of the best things that the internet has brought forth, in my opinion, is this man who just seeks kindness and goodness. And it's lovely.
Fantastic. Kristen, on a scale of 1 to 10,
yes.
How high is your Schadenfreude right now?
I mean,
Just in case,
I was saying nice things about him. I was happy-ish for him.
Oh yeah, ish. Yeah, the ish means you were a one.
I hate things like this because it's the players, and I mean this sincerely, and again, this is not, I mean this nicely to Kyle Aaron, and I mean that sincerely, like, stuff like this, you know, it's the players and the fans that get fucked over, right? Like, did the players get to vote on whether or not their team was spying? Did they know that they were, you know, getting, you know, but like, so like they've worked, they've played. Kyle Aaron's played his ass off since he got there. They've, you know, they've put their all in, fans show up, all that sort of thing. But like, I think about the players and I hate shit like this. I get it, but I don't like it because it doesn't feel, I don't know, does the punishment fit the crime? I guess yes. Because we talk about financial fair play and when teams skirt or blatantly, you know, ignore, you know, financial rules and stuff like that, then yeah, we expect them to get docked points or, you know, pulled out of things and stuff. But Jesus Christ, this one feels like, oh, and yeah, so I do feel bad. I feel like I accidentally manifested this out of my general oft dislike of Kyle Aaron's play, not as a person, as a player. Let's just keep that out there in the forefront. But yeah, so I don't know. I feel clearly this is my fault.
To be fair,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like Southampton actually won the playoffs and got promoted. Who knows what would have happened against the whole.
True.
And also, what about the players and supporters of Middlesbrough or of Wrexham or Millwall or whoever didn't qualify for the playoffs because Southampton have been cheating for forever, apparently. Who knows? You know, go back all the fucking years you want. You know, probably when Southampton were getting promoted out of Division 3, they probably fucked over some other team, you know, to get that. They were probably cheating back then as well. You know, the 1970s. They beat someone in the FA Cup final in 1970s. They probably spied on them as well, didn't they? What about those people, Kristen?
Was it Arsenal or Man United? I think it was Arsenal that they beat, wasn't it?
Oh, and that's fine then.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if it was Man United, there'd be a problem.
After them at all.
Then so motherfuckers must pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I zero bad feelings about that. Like, what does that matter?
Fair.
Yeah, I mean that time they beat Man United 6-3, they totally spied on that and they knew that Man United couldn't see them each other in their shirts. They knew it.
Oh, because those spied the gray, that double gray shirt.
Yes. To change the kit at half time in a game they lost 6-3. That was to Southampton.
Oh my god. Oh, I did
spying
I forgot,
again.
I forgot who that was against. I just know that happened where they, you know, came out in different kits.
Yes, yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Okay.
I would say, like, one of the things that's mentioned, like, no other has any other team, but that's not true. Other teams have been you know, severely penalized for transgressions. But none of the big teams obviously ever get this kind of, you know, mark against them.
Man City. They always manage sorry, I've got a cough.
And Juventus.
Yeah, right? But exactly. So this is what I'm talking about. So, oh man, this does seem, I don't know. It seems a lot.
I mean,
it seems a lot.
Like, I nobody's wrong here. I'll make incredible points. I've got nothing to add. I got nothing to add to this except I was just wanted to know where, like,
high is Kristen's guilt level right now?
I didn't think you were a 5 out of 10. Like, I thought it was going to be lower than 5, but I just wanted to know. It's like I really sucks for all the players, except like I was waiting for you to get to the except. You didn't. You included him in that, which was the responsible thing to do.
I'm not a monster.
Ooh, Duncan.
Come on.
Jeez. Anyway.
Wow.
We've both been dying to get away from this for years now, but nope, got to keep coming in. Kristen says we've got to keep going.
Duncan, it's my show now.
Sounds pretty monstrous to me.
The price of friendship is steep sometimes. I'm not sorry.
Commitment. Hashtag commitment.
Yeah.
All right.
You're a grown man.
True.
Allegedly.
It's true. No, it's true. I've seen his driver's license.
Okay. I mean, I've been in his home. I mean, it feels very up and shit. So
yeah, it's very adult. He doesn't have a single scarf hanging like anywhere.
Single toy anywhere. I know.
I know. It's a bit much.
As I look around my living room and look at like my Bender wind up doll and my Lego.
We've both been in my apartment.
All my
Funko.
Yeah. My say, toys like that got thrown out when I moved in with Roz.
Oh.
I had various sort of like Simpsons like things. There was various like little sort of like rubber like Beatles figurines. There were a few little bits of kind of like toys and whimsy and colour back in the
day. Wait, Roz made you get rid of it?
Essentially, yes. Oh. Yeah, maids are strong words.
Wow.
Suggested.
Strongly suggested?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Mm. Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sorry that we even brought this up. You know, let's move on to some oddly cheery, hopeful. God, I wish we had this in our country.
Well, I guess
type news.
Yeah.
So Elversberg has been promoted to the Bundesliga. For those of you who just went, they're a tiny town of about 13,000 people. Now, if you knew that Elversberg was a town of 13,000 people and still went, who? It's because they weren't in the fucking Bundesliga, like top three divisions, up until about like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And what's funny is that, and this isn't, for the record, this is not me being like, oh, you didn't know about these guys? Okay, so I kind of keep tabs on 1860 Munich, who are a big team, who are dog shit, and they are currently in the third division. And in that third division, where they have been, I have discovered about Elversberg, because when they joined the third division, I went, who? And looked them up. I'm like, how? Was the next question, because they're so fucking tiny. I didn't have to ask too many questions because they went to the second division like 3 years later. So, yeah. Three years later. They've been in the Bundesliga 2 for the last 3 seasons. And yes, this tiny village just got promoted to the Bundesliga.
Question.
Yes.
You have known about them for a few years and everything. Yeah. Is this the sort of situation where some rich fucking crypto bro douchebag has bought a team and paid them to get them up here or something like that? Or is this like a German thing where it's just a community on team?
That's an excellent question. Now I know there are, was it, is it Hein, TC Hoffenheim? There is a club in Germany where like somebody who's like got stupid money took a tiny team and took them all the way up to the Bundesliga, and that dude is propping up the club, and they have a situation where they got a brand new stadium that's bigger than the entire population of the state of the town. And I don't know if they've, I feel like they've made like the lesser cups of Europe, but they've never threatened to win the whole thing. I don't think this is the case. I think this is just a, like literally the village team that just got really good scouting and just kept going, because I feel like that would have come up a few times where it's like, oh, here's the new rich kids kicking everybody's ass. I've not seen that, and it would be really hard to prop them up because not only is it a small town, but like their arena is only 10,000 people, which is huge for a village of 13,000. Don't get me wrong,
Yeah.
but that's a huge ask, like for a
That
small.
is going to be a big white elephant like 5 or 10 years from now.
Yeah, well, I'm sure when they build their 60,000 seat mega stadium, I don't think that's the case.
No, but they're, what are they doing? They're renovating it to add 15,000. So it Bundesliga requirements.
Yeah, they would have to do that, just like, because I know when
Oh, increase to 15,000. That's it. Oh, wow. That's the minimum Bundesliga requirement. Huh.
yeah, well,
That's still very
when
charming.
it is Union Berlin, when they got promoted, their old stadium couldn't,
Oh, that's true. It was
they
tiny.
it was like, it was tiny, it was old, it was like mostly concrete stands, and they were
Yeah, I
basically
forgot
told,
about that actually.
you like, they were going to be denied into the league, and then literally the fans built the fucking ground that holds 23,000 supporters and were allowed in. And that shit still floors me.
Yeah, so I'm Googling myself, Wikipedia myself down a
Yeah, do
rabbit
it up.
hole here,
What do you got?
and apparently, blah blah blah. The club leadership headed by President Dominic Holzer. So looked up Dominic Holzer. You have to go a long way to get past references to some dude who's at the University of Melbourne, but then you eventually find Dominic Holzer, CEO of Ursa Farm, which sounds like a pharmaceutical company for
Oh, that doesn't
bears.
sound good at all.
I'm now looking up Ursa Farm, trying to see what they're all about, but some like pharmaceutical company by would be my
Farmer
educated
Brew.
guess. But whether, yeah, I don't really know that much about it. Maybe this guy just works there, and I don't know if they fully sponsor and bankroll the team or whatever it might be, but yeah. Anyway, either way, a good story. There'll be a lot of people who've been involved and what have you that deserve this, whether the guy at the top does or not, who knows? But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I don't expect him to be there for a long time. Just a good time.
It's just nice to see. I don't know. It's a nice story, right? Like to see that sort of thing, for them to have that. And it is rare in modern sport these days, especially for something like that to happen without a fuck ton of money being thrown behind. You know what I mean? Like, so.
That's it's impressive. It like, who doesn't love small village team fucking shit up for everybody? I like,
Exactly. Well,
yeah,
like
and
truly,
apparently,
I think
yeah,
this is great.
and apparently
But
their
I also
stadium,
hope.
the stadium is called the Ursa Farm, so that's the company. Ursa Farm Arena an der Kaiserlinde, which
Ooh.
it was named after an almost 100-year-old lime tree, which is the Linde, but unfortunately fell down in 2015. But yeah, the stadium's somewhat named after a
Something lovely and historical. Like, that's so sweet.
that is so fucking charming. Oh, God damn it. The idea of a fucking
Oh,
stadium
well, now that
named
we've
after
fast and charming, let's move on to the next thing.
Yeah, good point. Let's bring the room down with. Or actually, you know, it's not going to bring the room down. It's going to make you laugh.
No, it's not going to bring the room down.
No, this is. I mean, think. It's going to bring the room down if you're a Motherwell supporter. So we're going up to Scotland, and yeah. So, so I think good. This is to me. This is an incredible story of due diligence in the fact that they didn't do any diligence whatsoever. Motherwell have a arm patch sponsor of a company called DX Home Improvements.
Oh my God, were they the wrestling thing? Was this a Degeneration X thing? Is this some wrestling scandal? Oh my God, terrible, awful.
I mean, I really wish it was because.
Damn those guys.
I mean, if it was, I'd get the
shirt just
to
cash shop.
No, I believe it's on the arm. I'm now going to quickly go to Mother Welsh Club Shop because somebody on this podcast likely has it bookmarked.
I know you own at least one Motherwell kit.
I own two.
Like you must.
Well, they're called the fucking Steelers, for God's sakes. I mean, I don't know if there is a way I could not.
You're duty bound by blood, yes, by birth to have an affinity for this club. That's true. That's true. What were you to do, Mark?
Correct. Yeah, I had to. So they are currently sponsored by a company called G4 Claims. I have no idea, but I can't imagine what that's a front for. this DX Home was a sleeve sponsor. And there was rumblings, I guess, late last week that the two businessmen who were running it been jailed for six years and 8 months for running a £12 million cocaine smuggling operation. And I mean the money, not weight. They were caught. I guess the one guy was arrested coming back on a trip overseas. And at the airport, they nabbed him. They've gone as far as sponsoring like family day kids races at the football halftime or something like that. And it's just, I just love the idea that these two drug dealers, you thought like so cheeky. Let's see if we can get it on a football kit. And it worked. It's revealed that a total of 125 kilograms of cocaine was purchased and sold between August and December of 2025.
Nice. I love the fact they are probably communicated with associates on the EncroChat phone network. Stephen was known as Narrow Ninja, and Brown used the handles Simple Bull and Castle Nut. Fantastic.
Castles. That's so charming.
I mean, it feels like it was just name random generators, and they're just like, I'm keeping it. Can't be ours.
Did they ask ChatGPT to create their username?
Hey, he's a guy that loves castles. Who doesn't love castles? There's a lot of them over in Britain.
You live in Scotland. How can you not love castles? Come on.
Yeah.
So, exactly. I feel I'm embarrassed for Motherwell, but this is probably the most Scottish thing I could ever think of. Like when I say, like, I'm not saying Scotland's got a drug problem per se. What I'm saying
if Trainspotting taught me anything, Mark, no.
Fair.
Yes. It's that Scotland has a drug problem.
Fair. No, I think what it is that, so I understand that the Scottish entire football league, the top four divisions, per capita is one of the best, is the best supported league in the world, in the sense that the country has, I forget if it's 6, 7, 8 million people, and the percentage of people who go to football every weekend is insane given like the size of the country and the number of clubs. So like, to me, that if that's the case where you have so many people going to every club, big and small, at some point in time, you're not going to question the money so much. And it's just like, they agreed to this. Let's take it. Okay, let's do this. And what's the name of your sponsorship? Coke Whores. You know, like, whatever the fuck it is.
that's going to be an ironic thing. Let's not look into it too much.
It's Coke Whores.co.uk. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
They want, it's not international yet. They're expanding though.
My favorite things is that the one guy sent the other one like a spreadsheet. Look how well we're doing, dude. Look, here's the spreadsheet of all of our ill-gotten gains. This is so good. We're so productive.
You know what? You got to admire somebody who's willing to keep tabs.
I mean, it's important to keep a very accurate set of books. Like, you know, you've got to know which side of the business you're washing the money through and which side you're sponsoring family charity nights. So, right? Sure. Like,
I would love to know if they actually thought they were like they were doing good. Because I didn't really, like, from the article, I didn't really see that DX Home Improvements, like, if that was, like, just some kind of front. Like, it was a business that was propped up, like, for money laundering purposes. And they thought, well, like, this laundromat's doing good. Let's see if we can support the local football side, right? I just want to know if they thought, like, we just wanted to support Motherwell. We love Motherwell. You know, we've been supporters since we were little.
Yeah, I'm sure, but drug dealers were rich.
The drug dealers.
We love Motherwell. We've got all this money now. We want to do something positive with it. Football club, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, drug dealers can be a part of the
community. Let's take down those old firm bastards.
For once. Jeez. Anyway.
We should, we'll come back to that in a moment. More pressing question, first of all, because this has been going in my head for like the last 5 minutes and I can't fucking get the answer. But, you know, DX was also obviously Triple H, Shawn Michaels, China, the Road Dog, and the Ass Man. What was the little guy's name?
That was X-Pac.
X-Pac. I couldn't get past either 2-pac or 6-pac in my head. I knew neither of them are right.
He was 6-pac in WCW.
He was 6-pac, okay.
Which well, he was well. The 1-2-3 kid before he left for WCW. Oh,
I vaguely heard of the 1-2-3 kid.
Yeah. If for those of you shouting out Sean Waltman's name, that is him. That's the same guy. If that again front of sponsor, I probably would just have to go crotch shopping. What? The only unfortunate part would be like. Can you imagine having a shirt that's sponsored by DX? Doesn't even matter. DX, whatever. And you're embarrassed to put it on because, that's their drug front. It's no longer about, you know.
Oh my God, I would wear that shit so proudly.
Oh, this is cocaine? I'm just going to put this away. I'm not going to throw it out in case cocaine becomes cool again. But
cocaine's always cool, Mark. It's just too expensive.
I will just take your word.
Is it still too expensive? I feel like, you know, everything I read.
I actually have suggests, no idea.
Especially
I
in Britain, cocaine's pretty much like ubiquitous these days. But,
is it? I am the wrong person for that. It was never my drug of choice. Although the few times I did it, and yes, I am admitting this publicly on a podcast, which I think I have before. I have done cocaine. It is super fun. But yeah, no, it was always somebody else's coke because I don't have money for that.
Well, according to the BBC, it's 90 pounds a gram, which that
sounds like a lot to me.
How much money, guys? I can't do that shit.
How much does a gram get you?
A gram actually sounds like a lot of cocaine. I don't know.
Yeah.
God, it's so many
years. Anywho.
Something weird. Yeah.
If Tony were here, he'd be able to confirm that was a lot or not.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Honestly, probably yes.
This is my new thing. I'm just gonna talk shit about him now. That, you know, now that I'm safely sure he's never coming back.
Yeah. To go back to Scotland and everything though, Mark, where we left this last week, you had heard the result, but not really seen the details of Celtic's midweek win.
Oh, Jesus.
How do you feel about the last week in Scottish football, Mark?
Oh, heartbreaking. It hurt. It hurt because Hibs, if Hibs could have beaten, I think it was Motherwell, they would have qualified for like one of the lesser cups. And Celtic, obviously, doing Celtic things. We were desperately trying to get a feed. We woke up at 7:30 in the morning on Saturday. No bullshit. My wife and I in a hotel in Motherwell with the new, no, we were in Richmond Hill, trying to find a feed to watch the game.
I was going
to
say, you went to Motherwell for this?
Wow, that's dedication.
Well, I heard
they have a lot of coke in Motherwell.
Really has turned coke. Into a massive footy fan. Like, well done, Mark.
Well, to be fair, I think she was more into the Motherwell, if you know what I'm saying. But no, we were watching. We were trying to watch the Hearts game, and didn't work out. It didn't work out. Celtic did.
Yeah.
The one thing I didn't realize until I think it was probably the next day. I thought, wow, Celtic is really making a fucking meal out of this win. Like, they just conquered the giants of the world and are now the greatest team ever.
Ooh. And they keep talking about how, oh, this one is so meaningful. I mean,
because they now have the most league wins.
Oh, is that why? Because I was like, have these motherfuckers won this a bunch of times recently? Like, no shade to Celtic. Like, that's great. And I love Alistair Johnston, but.
Yeah,
does this need a pitch inversion for winning the 14th out of the last 15 times?
Exactly, that was the thing. I was like, all right, go off, everyone, I guess.
Anybody who's listening who wants to correct me with the exact numbers, but Celtic are now at 54 wins all time. Rangers are at 53. That explains the absolute euphoric, orgasmic bullshit that I saw in the
Okay.
I'm like, are you guys really that fucking petty that, look, we beat Hearts. Look how awesome we are. I was like, you guys have been mediocre as fuck all season, and you're lucky you didn't win. You did win the league. It's not... Hearts didn't fuck up. You guys fucked up early and often, and somehow you managed to pull it through. I will say, though, the one joke I did make was they should have hired Martin O'Neill about 3 weeks later.
I mean, what I want to know is, who gets winner's medals and that sort of thing? Wilfred Nancy, does he get a winner's medal out of this? Can he call himself a Scottish Premier League champion? I mean, they won it by what, 2 points? I mean, Nancy got at least 2 points when it's time there.
Interesting.
Without the points that he won them, they wouldn't have won the league. He should be calling himself a champion. I hope he has a medal on the way.
There's probably like a minimum appearance thing. Like I've seen that with
players,
like the Stanley Cup, who gets a ring.
Thing. Yeah.
Like you have to play a certain number a certain number of games to be eligible for a ring for a championship season. So I imagine same with Scotland, they probably have you have to have been on the team sheet for X number of games.
Right.
What about writing the team sheet?
That takes extra effort, good penmanship, like stay on the lines, like this is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a you know, it's not been a very good weekend for football. Let's just call that for what it is. Blue won a trophy, for fuck's sakes. I don't like Villa. I don't hate them, but I'd rather not them see win things. I have PTSD from like 30 years ago. Like, fuck you guys.
Aston Villa related PTSD from 30 years ago.
I think they beat United on the last day of the season to prevent them from winning. Something like that.
Okay.
Anyway, look, it doesn't matter. And then,
I don't know. Sounds like it matters.
The other North London team. it's been a dark week for football. I'm like, personally, if you like one of those other teams, I guess, congrats, I guess.
Congrats to Aston Villa, I guess. Sure, yeah. Why not? But I don't recall the last time I cared so little about the Champions League final.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
Like, Meteor, Meteor. Anyone, Meteor, please.
When was the last time I cared less? What happened last year? I if Fedler Paris won, Who did the beat? I haven't cared about it in a long
That's
time.
true.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
whatever. The good part is, if there's a good part, is that next Wednesday, which I personally feel like two good guy teams are playing for the Conference League final, Crystal Palace are in a fucking European final, and they're playing
What?
Rayo Vallecano from Spain.
Shut up. How did I miss
Yeah.
that?
Because it's like the
Wow.
most important cup, and it's easy to forget. I mean, even FotMob doesn't make it that easy to figure out which one's what. If I wasn't following Rayo Vallecano's results, I wouldn't even realize there's another tournament
That's
that
on
isn't.
Wednesday?
Next Wednesday, 3 o'clock, May 27th.
Amazing.
So yeah, Palace Vallecano. I'd love to see Palace win, but I do love me some Rayo Vallecano, and I would be okay with them winning. Also, too, I part of the reason why I want to see Palace wins because I like their little song about them winning the FA Cup. I thought that was pretty funny. But
Oh, it's
Rayo
on
Vallecano,
Dazn then.
if there was only a way to watch the show, arr, we can figure that out. Bug me next Wednesday. I'll see what I can do. But yeah, so that's a little trip around Europe.
Amazing.
Just a couple other little things to domestic. Well, one's domestic. Wow, this section really is a trip. So last week it was announced that so Rogers Media has been trying to I guess prevent One Soccer from entering their cable network offering menu, and courtesy of a court decision, they've lost their appeal, and they I guess will have to allow One Soccer on their networks once that negotiation takes place. I guess there was some
I don't really understand the full details of this, but why is an organization forced to carry a channel?
It probably has more to do with the fact that it's broadcasting, and that because in some cases you can't choose to go to another broadcaster. So by limiting arbitrarily, it seems, what you can and cannot carry, it's kind of like a bit monopolistic, a bit controlling. So
We
One Soccer,
allegedly have rules against media monopolies in this country.
oh yeah, allegedly is a very good word there. So in this case, they were, I guess Rogers were trying to argue that they were allowed to do this, and
One soccer had no relevance or interest or whatever. They were trying
yeah,
to
they were trying to
diminish
completely
the.
diminish them and
Yeah.
dismiss them.
Yeah. So where is this going to be carried on Rogers? Because I feel like I own Bell. I have like
That
Bell TV,
like
ABC,
Rogers
like
10 or something?
Bell has
I
like
I'm
One
like
Soccer as a
the
channel
community channel.
option.
Like, I don't even know. Like they're
Look,
still negotiating, right? So who fucking knows?
I'm sure they're gonna get a really good channel, like channel 980 umlaut. Like most people don't have an umlaut button, you'll never be able to find it, but we offer it. I realize that's more like an
Technically, it's
accent
being
rather than.
offered, therefore.
Yeah, it's 780, you circumflex the roof, and if you can enter that on your remote, you can get One Soccer. So I guess congratulations. I don't know if this is going to make it any better slash faster. I guess the one thing I will say is that the precedent of this means that Bell and other networks will have a harder time of denying One Soccer the ability to broadcast on their networks. So I don't know if that makes me want to go and pay the extra $7.99, $9.99 for One Soccer, for CanPL, and
Yeah.
random Eredivisie matches, which I don't even know what they'll be every week. Hooray, awesome, run, don't walk. But like, as far as I'm concerned, whatever gets the whatever gets more domestic football on my TV,
yeah,
I'm here for it. So
honestly,
so yeah. And last little bit, I don't know. The coincidence is pretty amusing to me. Is that I guess in the last week, both New Columbus and Old Columbus sacked their coaches.
That's the other reason I put it in there, because that made me laugh. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Current pre-court and pre-pre-court, or sorry, post-pre-court.
Yeah.
Have fired their coaches. I can't remember how either.
Pre-court and past court? Past court?
Yes, yeah. Past. It was right fucking there. Oh my God, that's the name of the episode. Past court. Thank you. That's really good.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, legendary stuff as per usual. Let's see. So Columbus are currently in 13th. On 13 points, and Austin are currently on 14 points.
Yeah.
I feel like TFC has very recently shot the bed against both of these teams, no?
Oh, they've completely emptied their bowels. On a mattress, for sure.
Was Columbus the no, never mind. No.
I think it was earlier in the season.
Yeah.
Like, not the last five games is what I mean.
Yeah, so like it is like the fact that I looked at that when I saw it and I was like, huh, like sure, they're both technically like they are lower in the standings than Toronto, but the bottom half of both conferences is almost a straight line, right? Like if you line up everyone's records and goals for and against and all that stuff, there's very little separating any of those teams. So I was like, Robin, how you feeling, buddy? You doing okay? And what I said to you, like, I think the only thing that saves Robin Fraser right now, although Duncan had a very good point, like to me was that, you know, his relationships within TFC front office and stuff, but also the fact that they have like a full, not just, they have a full starting 11 of injured players and majority of their top players are out hurt right now. It's been a while since I've seen this many injured TFC players, and like the number of Academy TFC2 kids that are getting their debuts is growing. Like, remember when we used to do the TFC top 40 countdown because there was that many players? I feel like this is a season in which we could bring it back, because so many kids keep getting signed to like one day contracts or temporary, you know, 10 day contracts in order to Toronto's roster for a match. But yeah, Robin, watch your tail feather.
Yeah. An update, I guess you could say, we weren't really following it, but US Open quarter final currently live, Columbus are up 1-0 to New York City FC. Fun fact, didn't realize they named the stadium Scott's Miracle-Gro Field in Columbus. I thought for a second.
Is that where they put, or is this one of those things where the US Open Cup will play it at like our training ground that has 3,000 capacity?
This is why I clicked on it. Because I was hoping that was the case, like, fuck this U.S. Open Cup. Let's play in this park over here.
Yes.
And we'll hold some flashlights for the floodlights. No, they're playing at their home stadium. Didn't know it was called Scott's Miracle-Gro Field. Mike, we didn't know. So we learned something today about one of your teams. So, amazing. What is coming up? No, that's a question. What the fuck is coming up? I don't know. But according to the rundown, Toronto is going to have a lovely little visit down to the Windy City, the Second City.
Yeah.
Both of those are correct.
Too.
Yeah, they are the Deep Dish City. That one's, I think I'm trying to, I can't remember if I'm trying to trigger
the Duncan Deep Dish City,
or or Tony.
No, I'm the one that doesn't like deep dish. Tony's quite the fun, apparently.
Okay, this is favorite because
this is the quiche
they serve
versus.
quiche. As...
Yeah, it's the quiche city, right? If you're going to call it anything. Right?
Yeah,
I watched
Duncan's
a
favorite.
speaking of Chicago Fire, I was watching a news, report, I guess, about Chicago's new stadium that's about to, they're going to break ground on it, and it's I can't remember the name exactly, but it's pretty much McDonald's Field, as in the hamburger chain.
McDonald.
They're building a 30,000 seat stadium. The McDonald's attached to the stadium will be one of, if not the largest McDonald's franchises. It's also going to be
Okay.
open like all hours. I,
Gross.
yeah, it's that's, and it's on the waterfront, because that's what you need on the waterfront is Major League Soccer. So yeah, that was kind of a hilarious fact that I kind of stumbled into. Anyway, that's not for a couple seasons. They're playing this at Soldier Field. So your kickoff is at 8:30, and our delightful Chicago Fire are currently sitting in fourth place on
Ooh,
20.
yeah.
They've only they've 7 wins, two
Their
draws,
home
four
record
losses.
is interesting, though.
Is it? I have not gotten that far into it, and I will trust you are correct because I'm still
So,
catching up.
what did you say was interesting?
I said their home record is interesting. Like they it's again, obviously they're a solid team this year. But they either win or lose, and it has not been overwhelming in either direction. So I think they're 4-3-0
Okay.
or something like that. Hold on.
Team.
Let's see.
Anyway,
Standings.
trying to find the expanded standings. Oh, wait, there it is. And
Scroll, scroll, scroll.
I
Four,
see
three,
it.
and oh. Yep.
Yeah, 4-3-0 at home. That's
Okay.
all right,
So,
that's
like, to
not.
me, that says beatable, you
Yeah,
know?
that's not terrible.
Now, Toronto's got a shitty road record, but, you know, whatevs.
Yeah, they've again, and their defense is
Yeah.
suspect at best. Missing milk carton level of missing.
Well, and that's the thing is Chicago actually has a pretty solid defense this year, right? So,
Well, I should just
yay.
look
What's that like?
looking at the Chicago players. Did they seriously have a guy who's got 13 goals in 10 games?
Yes.
Who in the fuck is Hugo Kuipers?
Oh, I know. I was like,
What in
what
the
the
fuck
fuck,
is it, Hugo
sir?
Kuipers?
Who
Where
said you could play? Oh, he's Belgian. Of course he is.
Yeah, fucking Belgian.
DP. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, he's making goal scoring history as well. Oh, that's great. Good, good, wonderful.
I would like to throw yet another middle finger to whoever runs MLSsoccer.com. They mentioned the Jupiler Pro League in Belgium like 16 times in this fucking bio, but no mention of the club he played at. It's like he just scores on behalf of the league.
It's on the league itself, you know. He's the designated scorer for the entire league.
Hugo's just scoring for Belgium because he loves it so much. He was at
If we're talking about Belgian football leagues, can we talk about the second division again? Because, you know, I've still got jokes. They're the same old jokes I've been telling for a long time, but yeah. No.
Remind me.
It's the Challenger League, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is. It's very explosive over there.
No. Yes.
Yeah, so he played. He
Why do
played
only
in
six teams get promoted from the Challenger League each year? Because they can't get seven up.
I forgot this was your favorite joke. No.
Where do Challenger League teams go for their preseason tours?
Oh my God.
All over
Oh!
Florida.
No, stop.
Oh my God.
Stop.
I know there's more, and I've realized I've suppressed them all.
I feel like those are the only two I can remember.
Oh, really? I was sure there was, something else. Anyway, that's fine.
Yeah, move on, move on. But
So
I feel satisfied now. Move on.
well,
Satisfied
I'm glad we can bring
now.
that to you. Hugo spent let's see, last two seasons at Ghent, where he bagged 33 goals, and before that he was at Mechelen for a season where he got 13. So yes, since he's been at Chicago, he's got 40 goals in 74 games. Holy shit.
Jesus.
Holy fucking shit. That's a hit, right, kids?
Fuck.
Doing 40 and 74 seems like, okay, you're a DP, you're good, that's reasonable. 13 in 10 is preposterous.
Yeah, that's, yeah, somehow, I like the fact that somehow the previous hit rate wasn't enough.
Ugh.
Oh, you want more? What do you mean more? You can do more? Yeah, I can always do more.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Give me a minute. Jesus Christ. The ball.
This is, yeah, there's some good names on this team.
Zinkernagel. I love
Nagel,
it.
I mean, Jesus.
I love it.
Kneel before
it's
Lord.
So I mean, fun.
Yeah, kneel before Lord. Yes.
Yes, always.
Okay. And the Waterman. Joe Waterman.
Yeah, I forgot that's where he was.
Jesus. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
Gut man.
And
Gut
he plays for them as well. He's you know, 615 minutes already so far. Yeah. You know, that's good. But yeah, gut man. Yes.
Gut man. He's been in the league for a while now, hasn't he?
I don't know. C. Brady, that surely got to be Corey Brady of TFC Cobra fame. No.
Oh, Cobra Kai.
Chris Brady.
Must be. You know, I don't even want to look at what the C stands for because that would just possibly ruin it everything.
Is it not just scoring, Cookie?
Looking great. Good. You got some good numbers out there, sir. Well done.
Well, I just saw Pineda and I was like, a baseball player? What?
Jay Shokaluk. Shokaluk.
I'm surprised you got to Jay Shokaluk and you skipped over the C caps. I mean, they're
Jason
just,
Shokaluk.
They're right there.
Skipped over who? Sorry. Yeah, I think.
There's a Christopher Cups, but because it's first initial last name, C Cups.
Yes.
Fill your cups, boys.
I mean, for a defender, he's quite a handful.
Hey.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Oh no!
Look, we probably made these jokes last year. I just forgot he played.
No, I don't remember any. I don't remember this name at all.
I mean, we should.
Also, I just like the guy that, you know, the gall of him. Like, whatever.
Who's this dude? I presume he'd be like just out there up front. He's a
Jeffrey
defender.
Gall.
Surprised me. Thank you.
C Cups is only, and yes, I'm going to call him that. He's only 17.
Still,
shit, really?
He wasn't playing last year.
I mean, that's impressive maturity for a 17-year-old.
Thanks, Duncan. I wasn't sure where I was going to go with that, but that's better than I'm going to come up with.
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
But anyway, yeah. So,
all right.
There's some real good names. We've had some shit weeks the last couple weeks.
We have. This,
this is a bounty. By
this
comparison.
Actually feels more comfortable than nice. Yes. Some good names to plumb, indeed.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, the legit one, obviously, is this Kuipers guy, because fucking shit, 13 goals.
Seriously.
Like, it's 13 goals, and he hasn't played in all the games. Like, that's the fucked up part.
I know!
He's missed three games, and it's like, I'll make it up. Like, fuck you.
Oh, I'm so afraid.
But yeah, joke name, yes, totes C cups. Sorry, yeah. Bro. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
didn't choose your last name, and you certainly didn't choose how MLSsoccer.com puts your fucking name in the roster.
He obviously hasn't chosen to change his name yet, so it's on him.
That's true.
Mm.
Oh, there's no pronunciation guide, which is a shame. it would have been awesome to find out.
Zinkernagel just delight.
Anyway,
Bamba, it's his first name.
Prediction time?
Oh, Jonathan. That's boring. Oh, but he's French.
Mm-hmm. 4-0 Chicago.
Slaughter. 3-0 Chicago.
Wow. Man, they're so injured and terrible at the back. Oh, God. Do I want a lot of goals, and how much pain are we willing to inflict? I'll say like 4-2 for Chicago.
Okay.
Then Toronto's gonna get two goals?
They're capable. Offensively, they're capable of doing everything. It's the guys in the back who aren't doing fuck all except just watching them pass by and then score.
World
All right.
Cup's the World Cup's Derek Etienne Jr. can score a goal or two.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's true.
Yeah.
Congrats, Etienne Jr., by the way.
Yes.
Oh,
So,
did you see,
proud of it.
to put it in the what we're talking about, just because you said that, oh God, what was the player that got called up for Cape Verde? It was really charming. He was like the first player from this club to ever be called up, and
Oh no, I did not see this.
it.
I was too busy. I shouldn't say too busy. But I was watching the I can't remember the player's name, but the guy from Japan who's 39 and is playing in his fifth World Cup, and as he's watching his name get announced, he's openly weeping because he can't believe he's getting called up again. I'm like, bro,
Oh.
that's lovely. You deserve for that level of humility, you fucking deserve it.
So Neymar gets to go as well. It is a delightful story.
Yeah, that
Oh,
was.
it's anyway, this kid from this guy from Torinense, Portugal. First
Oh.
player from the Portuguese second tier club to be selected for a World Cup roster. And
Okay, that's it.
they showed, like, they had the whole team in the dressing room watching the announcement. You know, it had been that he was gonna be called, and everyone just like lost their shit. You know, there was champagne and beer, and they were throwing him up in the air very carefully, you know, don't injure the newly minted player kind of thing. But it
That
was
would be hilarious.
new
Hey,
oh,
oh,
that
this
was
is
all I was
amazing,
thinking
amazing.
watching
Yeah.
it. I was like, oh
Oh
my
no.
God, don't drop him. But it was
You'd be like, what's
really,
his
you know,
name?
like, I love
Steve
shit like that.
Yarrow?
Like, it's so lovely.
So when Tony
Sorry?
Adam, like when Tony Adams dropped Steve Morrow.
Yes,
Yeah,
exactly.
that kind of thing. Yeah.
Exactly. And yeah, he's 37.
Amazing.
I
Even
know.
more amazing. Who doesn't love an old guy getting called up to the World Cup?
Right?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. No matter, like, he just. Like, in my house, my dad remembered Roger Miller. Because,
Ah.
because
Yeah,
like,
I
the
remember
old guy
Roger
would just,
Miller
who
and
danced.
yeah,
And
who
it was like,
doesn't?
yeah. No, but you don't understand. My dad didn't give a fuck about soccer.
But mention
But he.
Roger Miller and he's, oh yeah, that
Yeah,
guy,
he
yeah.
and he would ask, it's like, hey, did Cameroon make it
Yeah,
this time?
but
And I'd
that he
tell him, I'm like,
remembers.
yes. And he would get this like the older guy who's dancing, like, I don't know, but I probably because I know he's still playing. So yeah, it was that was just one of those like the man's a legend, but like seeing like I say old guys, we are all older than all of these old guys, but like in footballing terms, like
Yes.
there's just it's to me, it's just so wonderful because a lot they all know like there's you know in the back of their heads they probably shouldn't have gotten a call up because they know there's these kids who are younger and better and faster than them and they still got recognized for their contributions their abilities and that they can contribute in the current setup as they are going to a World Cup that's amazing. I mean for all these countries who are making their debuts that's just got to be one good story after another.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. All right, we'll wrap up the show with a little bit of previewing of our lovely beautiful domestic leagues. Northern Super League, we've got two games on the Saturday and one on Sunday. So we have Ottawa, I believe they are hosting. Yes, they are hosting Montreal at 1 o'clock. Vancouver is hosting Ooh. Toronto at 4. These are all Eastern times. And the Sunday night matchup, Calgary will desperately attempt to show up against Halifax at home. Win loss draws, guys. What do you figure? Ottawa, Montreal?
Montreal wins.
Oh, yeah. The local rivalry press, they're going to be pissed off that they didn't win last week. So
I'm going to go Ottawa just because.
Ooh.
Because I can. Vancouver, Toronto. Why not?
Vancouver wins.
Wow, really?
A draw. 2-2.
Ooh.
Mm.
You know, while I think Toronto will win, I think the 2-2 is plausible, more plausible. So I accept your draw. And Calgary, Halifax.
Halifax wins.
And then Calgary, Halifax. Oh, Halifax wins.
Yeah, Calgary's lucky to get access to their own ground. Halifax wins. and on the boys soccer side, there was a TikTok of some of there, I don't know if it was mothers or like having to deal with schools, and they were talking about like patriarchy and all this, and the little things, the little aggression, not microaggression, but just things that they do to kind of get back. And the one mom said,
"Oh yeah,
the school yearbook, put for the girls' soccer, it's the soccer team, and for the boys' soccer, she puts boys' soccer."
It was boys' soccer. Yeah,
I fucking love. Like now that's what I want everything to be. It's like, we have soccer and we have boys soccer. So for boys soccer, two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday. Halifax is hosting Inter Toronto. Vancouver is hosting Supra. Sorry, Vancouver. Let me start that again. Halifax is hosting Toronto at 3 p.m. That's the part I wanted to say. And 6 o'clock kickoff, Vancouver's hosting Supra. On Saturday or Sunday, Ottawa is hosting Forge at 2 p.m. And Calgary is hosting Pacific at 5. Win, loss, draw, Halifax, Toronto.
Halifax, Toronto.
Toronto win.
Yeah.
Toronto. York 6 win.
Yeah. I'm with
York 6.
Vancouver Supra.
Draw.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Kristen?
My internet did a thing. So are we on Seagull Supra?
Yes.
No, I'm gonna say Supra finds some points on the road. They win.
I will also go with Supra. Ottawa, Hamilton.
Hamilton wins.
Oh, Hamilton. Ottawa are shit right now.
Oh, Wooga. Yeah, suck it, Ottawa. And Calgary, Pacific.
Calgary wins.
Yes.
Pacific wins. Haha, fuck you, Calgary. Pacific
are just... I mean, I hope so, but they're so bad right now. I have no faith. I've lost my faith in the Aquaman. So.
I just want one upset, and I've been pretty much picking all like, yeah, these are all plausible.
Fair. So
I just want...
But I'm here for it.
One upset, and it would just be funnier to see Calgary lose at home to a very anemic fucking Islander team. So amazing.
True. That would be awesome.
Well, children, that has been a show in all of its glory, in all of its messiness. But by God,
so messy.
Is he referring to us as children or the audience?
The audience.
Okay.
The audience. Fair. We've covered multiple times our maturity.
Yes, we're very mature.
With talking about Duncan's driver's license and how the many times I say the phrase C cups. We are absolutely adults and mature and totally, totally wear pants. I've been joined by our two lovely, fantastic, incredible, esteemed colleagues. You can follow him at Duncan D. Fletcher on the Twitters.
I feel flattered by that, Mark.
You deserve it.
God bless you, sir.
You know you deserve it. You can follow her on various social medias at KZ Knowles. The internet, it's the entire internet.
Internet. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wasn't, I'm not leaving out the byline. That's literally her thing. Say hello to Kristen Knowles or goodbye. You can say goodbye to Kristen Knowles too, whatever.
Thanks, Mark. That was so nice. Goodbye.
To everybody who continues to listen to our show, especially this bumpy, it's been bumpy, this bumpy episode.
I
feel we found our stride, Mark.
Once we got
it was a drunken stride. It was one of those where you're kind of like stumbling sideways. He's gonna fall over.
But like, thank God the mailbox was where it was, because I was gonna eat the pavement.
We didn't fall over.
No, we didn't. We stayed upright
sideways
somehow.
We didn't fall over.
I thank you to everybody who made it through this episode, but also continues to support us by listening to other episodes. If you feel like you want to throw us a tip in the tip jar, you can find our Patreon on our website, vocalminority.ca. I have nothing really to plug other than thank you to the Adidas store out in Richmond Hill for somehow had a Mexico shirt in my size in stock in person. That has never fucking happened in all the years I've badgered various sales. Bless you, sirs and madams, however that ended up there. And you can follow me on various internets at Kit Nerd Mark, with a K, not a Q. I have not been your regular host, but have been this week's host, Mark.
You've been an excellent host. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And until next week, Toronto, Canada, and the rest of the world, get used to it. But next week it'll be better because Chris will be back.
Whoop.